Okay, here we go. Men's waist beads. The next step in the process. I'm going to be Hamato, one of the first people to do this in this particular way. It's a niche. I'm excited. So I have to measure my waist. I have pants that right now I wear like 36, 32, but I need to measure it exactly because my custom waist beads are being prepared right now and are almost done. Let's do it. Here we go.
I'm not sure if you already had this plan, but you should take off tomorrow and just focus on preparing the plan to hit the ground Monday with this and a few of the things we talked about.
Okay. Well, yeah, I try to use Sunday as my planning day, though. Generally, honestly, it doesn't often go well, but because I'm just tired of fucking working.
Right.
For the reasons that I've mentioned to you before.
For sure. Here's the thing about this one, though, that I think, and I know you got to jump out, so just let me know when you're jumping out. With this, I think this is different, Sherry. In fact, if you want to, and if it's helpful to you, tomorrow, even if it's a short amount of time, like if you want my presence and my help even, I think that tomorrow can actually be a fun day of planning that's not, number one, not an 8-hour day of planning, nothing like that, but also just a fun day of laying the groundwork, this first phase of the groundwork in an hour, honestly, just to lay out your week, just to put all those things in like a organized kind of thing, even if you're putting it down in a printed format so you can remember all of the branches of the tree. I think is you could have a fun planning day tomorrow and not a stress-filled one. Cause honestly, you're literally just planning to play. Like you're planning to actually play on Monday and start to have fun. Right. So
well, the other thing is I'm slightly concerned because I know a couple of my clients follow me. And thank you. No, you're good. Thank you. I don't want them to think that I'm like just playing and not doing their stuff. So I've got to be mindful of some of that too.
I feel you. I don't think you should worry about that because they don't know what you do with all of your time.
Right. True.
So they honestly, I think it's going to be the opposite, Sherry. I think it's going to be where for some of those people. Especially if they know about it, it'll actually be fun and comforting for them. I think they'll actually enjoy the hair down experience. I think it'll go deeper as far as what they learn about you and how they feel connected to you. And then when you still show up with the work and the work being done, I actually think it works in your favor more than anything.
Good. How are you? Great. Good. Mm-hmm. That's for number 8, please. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, too. Okay, go ahead, I'm listening.
I think it works more in your favor, actually, and I don't actually think you have to worry about that at all. They don't know what you do with the rest of your time, and as long as you're delivering, this is actually delivering with also bonus. It was what I was just telling Jenna, where I was like, her job could deliver on the food, and then the bonus could be all of the ways that they can entertain and engage and connect with the audience by building, you know, a TikTok or building a brand, an entertainment value to their brand while people can't come in at restaurant. You could entertain them in other ways. So I think it works actually in your favor. I don't think you have to or need to worry about that. The only mindfulness you need to have is just, am I coming through and delivering on what I'm supposed to be delivering to them? And that's why I said, I think you should.
Which really... right now I'm not, I'm behind. That's what I'm saying. Like right in this moment, that's why it's important that I get that platform up, I get stuff moved over. I honestly am probably gonna be working through tonight and tomorrow.
Right.
Because I'm behind. Tomorrow is what, the 5th?
Okay.
And the 6th, and yeah, I'm like.
Got it. That makes sense to me. All right, so that makes sense to me. So with that, then the only thing you need to, in my opinion, for this whole week ahead of you, I think the only thing you need to do, which I still think you should do tomorrow or today, really, because I think you could do it in no time, is you already did it. You already really have done the work. You know what time you're going to show up. Your goal is to show up 10 to 10:30. I think you should create a graphic. I think this should be the only time you spend on this planning. I think you it should be a graphic, a quick graphic that just says, you know, the beating with Sherry, you know, to hang with me, blah, blah, blah. And then people can hang with you on your timeline. Do this for this, definitely for this week. Focus on doing this on your personal profile, so that way you can actually keep, you can go ahead and start with the low hanging fruit. Your people, just like today, you know, they're going to show up and want beads, and you know them and connect with them. So it's going to make for what you need to do, what we're trying to do is just make the most engaging and fun experience. So the only thing I think you need to spend time on is just create a quick graphic, just so that you can have that, because that's going to be moving around. And then tomorrow at some point, just go live for 5 minutes just to talk about that. Just like, yeah, so, you know, Monday, this is what I'm gonna be doing, and that's it. And then from there, that's it. Yeah, that's the only planning I think you need to do. And then on the other side, especially since you now took a couple orders, I think it should just be where whatever.
I don't have no orders until they're paid. Let's be clear now.
Right. Okay, so did you already have a couple people that have hit you up and are ready to move forward?
I haven't checked since we hung up, because I did a few things and then I ran out. But I'm gonna check when I get in the house. Like, that's a couple of things that I have to do when I get back in the house.
Got it.
So
okay.
I'm on my way back home. I'm just leaving from the store and getting some gas.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Here's why I say this, because I want to make it simple for you. What I realized with what you just said is that we'll need at least the next couple weeks for you to feel caught up and feel where you want to be and where you need to be as far as your client work and sorting out some of the other things, you know, that's just a part of your palette that you need to sort out, even like with the opportunity. So let's honestly say, Sherry, let's honestly say that, so that we can make it balanced and we don't make it be too overwhelming while you're juggling everything, let's just say that for the rest of this month, that's the only thing you need to focus on as far as the work that you put into this is you got the time that you're showing up. You got a graphic. You need just one graphic, because that graphic for the next 30 days can get so many likes and shares, because you just keep commenting on it, talking, and people are sharing it. And this is just the one same thing. Same thing with this first video that you did. It's going to be like that. But you just do the graphics, so you have a physical representation, and then your video representations are just literally the experiences. They wind up being marketing and pushing for themselves. And you just do that in the time. When people ask you about the custom orders, you do the inbox thing, so that way you can go ahead and do a couple custom orders with people, and if you need to fluctuate the price based on whatever you feel, then you can do that. But I think you should do that, and then that's really it. Other than that, just take the time to at least once a week push it out to your e-blast, a simple 5-minute e-blast that literally just has the experience in it, like a video from it, and because what you want to do now is use your other outlets to just keep feeding to this one experience. You'll easily, in no time, with all of that we're saying, have like a dozen people right there in that one experience that those are solid orders, and you'll be able to budget financially to make it be where you can use that as the cushion to keep just creating that one duplicate experience. So all the other stuff we talked about, like I said, especially so that it's not overwhelming, put all of that on just that next burner on the stove. And those four things that I just said, should be the only thing that you do, and just duplicate. Because the magic in that is you showing
up. Because you said a lot, so I'm just trying to make sure. Yeah. So the four things are creating the graphics.
Right, creating one graphic.
At the regular time.
The time, right.
What's the other two?
In the regular place.
Client work?
Huh?
Current client work.
Yeah. Oh, as far as your focus in general?
Yeah, you said four things.
Yeah. Well, the four things with just the beating with Sherry formula. I was saying the four steps, like the graphic, the showing up on time, the showing up in that one place, and then just the living it, like the engaging. And then the taking orders piece.
Okay.
And I was saying you could scrap everything else for a second just so you can use the rest of your time to handle the rest of your business and life. But you're doing the core. This is the nucleus of the whole formula. What I just described
right.
is the nucleus. And by you showing up 5 days a week and having a thing that shows and says that you show up 5 days a week, I think you should take your... I think you should immediately, when you create this graphic, you should create the version that becomes your banner at the top of your page.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should let that sit there because that's going to be a huge billboard. I think it needs to have a beautiful picture of you and beating with Sherry. It kind of would be nice, actually, if that picture could literally be you take a picture in front of your beating palette at your beating station.
Yeah.
And
I can do that.
Yep. Just to put it all into context, because even though you can have
I went to the store and I forgot the one thing I needed for my curry chicken.
Oh.
I forgot the thyme. So I've been marinating the chicken, but I forgot to get the thyme to go with it. Like I gotta put fresh thyme.
Right.
The herb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah. I was saying that so even though you could use a beautiful picture of you, you want to make the connection.
Right.
So the way you make the connection, yep, put some makeup on, do you. And put your bead thing right there, put beads in the tray and everything, and take a picture right there. Let the whole image of what it's going to look like be seen right there. Because that one graphic is about to go around hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And you don't want to make any more. I'm making this easy for you where you don't have to keep doing any other thing. You just let one thing keep working for you and circulating. Well,
okay. So... All right, I got it. I also have to create this company stuff, and we still got to do your stuff.
Oh, all that's gravy. I'm not concerned. Well, as far as my stuff, it's all gravy, but I'm not concerned more about that than this for you right now. I actually am more concerned. You don't have earpiece with you.
I just turned the volume down. Oh, these are $4. These are pretty. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
So ultimately, and I'm glad you brought that up because I could state it this way because this gives me the ability to show you how much I really think that this should be the focus. I don't want you to work on any of my stuff like right now. I actually don't want you to work on I literally feel like this is the thing to set you free. Like this is the thing to actually make it be where everything else is manageable and doable because you can select the time that you desire to spend in other things and just do the things you want to do in the capacity you want to do. So I actually literally don't want you to work on anything else for me like right now to do this because I know it'll make you be able to work for me even better.
Right.
It's something deeper that I know, and that's the other reason why I'm actually trying to
with the rest of the conversation that we've been having, why I've been helping you to shave basically anything that's like good and that kind of thing, but you could either put it on the back burner, because in order to do that well, if your life is at a different place that allows you to do that in a way that makes you happier or is more balanced or more conducive or whatever, or it's at a better place in the formula as far as financially, like where if it needs to be something that's spent less time because it's not the immediate payoff.
The financial part. Oh my God. So over it. Like, I appreciate you sending me that money, but you know, it pains me to even ask.
It's all good. I feel you. Here's the one thing that I just need you to know. Me doing that was because I know that I know that you're about to change your life when it comes to this, with this follow through. So you're not going to have to ask anymore. This actually is the investment is the thing that allows you to create the abundance that just starts flowing in, where money ain't a thing.
Right.
That's what you said.
Hold on, sweetheart.